Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and here's your chance to get on the show yourself to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, you can call me right now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on your cell phone, *KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who perform all over town every single week. Every Wednesday, they're at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge. And every Thursday night, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge there, and amazing food. And right after the challenge, I'll tell you where you can see them this weekend, or you can download their app. Well Hungarians is the app, and wellhungarians.net is the website. Before we play the challenge today, I do want to give a shout-out to James Hasbrook. You know, sometimes you hear that America is not an innovative country anymore. Sure, we can do stuff in the world of tech, and, you know, the people at Google and Apple and Amazon, they're coming up with all sorts of cool new tech stuff. But where are the innovators for the rest of us? Manufacturing has gone by the wayside. Who's going to come up with the new products that are going to capture America's imagination? And James Hasbrook is your guy. James Hasbrook has a food truck that he calls Fried Specialties. And this week, if you were at the state fair in New York State, in Syracuse, New York, and you went to his food truck for $7.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For $7, you could get his newest product, which is called the Twinks, T-W-I-N-X. What is the Twinks? It's a Twinkie stuffed with a Twix candy bar, wrapped in bacon, then coated in batter, and then dropped into the deep fryer, and then sprinkled with sugar. Now, I love the fact that in the article I read about this, it says that the Twinks weighs in at just under 1,000 calories. And then they have a quote from a nutrition expert saying, I can say with strong conviction there aren't any health benefits to eating a concoction like this. Like, people would go, well, that's obviously health food.
Yes.
I'm going to make that a regular part of my diet, the Twinks.
You're taking a Twinkie and you're making it unhealthy.
Bastards. Ruining health food again. By the way, the guy is selling $150 an hour.
Wow.
$150 an hour from his food truck. Unbelievable. Now let's play the Harris Challenge and meet our first contestant of the day. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. I do want to report in my five-second cheap plug for you guys that your StormTrack 550, the early weather warning system when rain is coming in, is working perfectly.
Oh, good.
Yes. Did you know about this thing?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Yeah.
I have a built-in storm tracker.
Well, that was good.
Sometimes I do it when I'm not even doing the show.
Only here at the Big 550 can you get that
that's right.
Warning.
Sometimes I'll just sit at home and I'm in conversation with some... And... later. Dinner. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it's working, Scott. Thanks for telling us. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll hear what the, or we'll see what the questions and categories are. Led, of course, by our topical category every week called Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two is Labor Day Multiple Choice. And category three, Brangelina's Exes.
Well, let's see if I've been paying attention.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for some of our new listeners. We put 60 seconds on the clock, and Scott is going to get five questions with a one-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, five-pointer. So he could earn a total of 15 points, but he doesn't have to get all the points. Just half or better will get him a prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have, from Warenberg Theaters, we have free movie passes. You might want to see The Expendables. We have Guardians of the Galaxy. We also have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and a few more.
By the way, that's The Expendables 3.
Oh, 3. That's right. Expendables 3.
We don't send you back in time to go see the first Expendables.
No. Or we have a free bowling party. at Crestpole or Kingpin Lanes. Crestpole's in Florissant, Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane, one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
And remember, when you go in there, if you have 6 people, you get the full dozen shoes.
That's right.
Not like some other bowling alleys, which will give you 6 or 7 shoes and say, figure it out for yourself.
That is correct. And that's what you have to choose from.
So those are the choices you'll have. Of course, if you do get 15 points, Scott, that's all we can do. Oh, well, you know what we'll do? We'll give you the whole package of prizes with a value of well over
$1 million.
Have you been paying attention is the category, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What kind of gun did a 9-year-old girl accidentally kill her instructor with at a Nevada shooting range this week?
Uzi.
Correct. Which TV network apologized this week for doing a dumb segment on Michael Sam's shower habits in the Rams locker room?
ESPN.
Correct. Who signed off this week as the anchor of ABC's World News Tonight?
Oh, ABC. I guess that'd be Diane Sawyer.
That's correct. After 2 passenger jet disasters this week, which airline's business has dropped so much it's laying off 6,000 employees?
Oh, the only one that comes to mind is Malaysia.
Correct. In what state did a federal judge strike down a law against polygamy?
Shot in the dark, I got a 1 in 50 chance at Utah.
Well, when you think polygamy, you think Utah. It's not legal there now, but the judge says it should be. And that's a clean sweep, Scott. Congratulations.
Fabulous.
Yeah, nicely done. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will bring in contestant number 2. Hello, Clay.
How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say hi to my buddies, Bill Duncan, Brian Duncan, Joe Scott, Tim Lafito, all Rittner graduates.
All right. Here are your category choices: Labor Day multiple choice, Brangelina's exes, or our third category is now, what were they talking about?
Let's go with the first one.
Labor Day multiple choice. All right. Clay, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country has the largest percentage of workers in labor unions? Finland, Canada, or the U.S.?
Go with Canada.
Finland. Which president signed the bill making Labor Day a federal holiday? FDR, Grover Cleveland, or Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Grover Cleveland, 1894.
Killing me.
In 1910, the largest occupation in the U.S. was farming. What was it in 2010? Was it nursing, retail sales, or janitor?
Retail sales.
Correct. What percentage of American workers work in cubicles? 20, 40, or 60?
40.
60. What percentage of American employees work on weekends or holidays? 7%, 17%, or 37%?
37%.
That is absolutely correct. It is 37%. More than 1 out of 3 work weekends or holidays. That plus your retail sales answer for the 3-pointer, Clay, give you 8 points, and you are a winner.
Hey.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet our next contestant. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, guys.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Absolutely. Heading out for a nice weekend with the family, doing a little fishing.
All right, which category would you like? Brangelina's exes, what were they talking about, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
All right, Jeremy, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On whose late-night show did 3 former Friends cast members reunite for a sketch this week?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Correct. What cartoon character did a company reveal this week is not a cat, she's a little girl?
Pass.
What did scientists claim they predicted 10 seconds before it happened in California last weekend?
Earthquake.
Correct. From what country was journalist Peter Theo Curtis released after being held hostage by an extremist group for 22 months?
Pass.
Which fast food company is facing a backlash for its deal to buy Tim Hortons donut chain and move to Canada to avoid U.S. taxes?
Burger King.
Burger King is right. Back to the 2-pointer. What cartoon character did the company reveal this week is not a cat? She's a little girl.
Minnie.
Hello, Kitty.
Disney.
Hello, yes, Kitty. What about the country that journalist Peter Theo Curtis was released from? No, we ran out of time. The answer is Syria. But you didn't need that because you got all the odd numbers, 1, 3, and 5, and that adds up to a total of 9, and you're a winner also, Jeremy.
Hey, yo. All right.
Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll bring on contestant number 4. Hello, Christy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a 4th grade teacher in Southern Illinois.
How's the year going so far?
Not too bad.
Good. Good. Good group of kids?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, she likes them so far. It's only been
a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
And by the way, I have a feeling that Christy, as a teacher, knows it's pretty smart to not go on the radio and say, no, they're a bunch of brats.
Yes.
Okay. Christy, which category would you like? We have Brangelina's exes, or what were they talking about?
Let's see, what were they talking about?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. While eulogizing Michael Brown on Sunday, who said, we are required to leave here today and change things?
Al Sharpton?
Correct. In a press conference yesterday, President Obama said, we don't have a strategy yet. For what?
For combating ISIS?
Correct. What did CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tell CNN is a much bigger problem than anyone anticipated?
Ebola?
Correct. What was NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell talking about when he said, quote, I didn't get it right. Simply put, we have to do better and we will, unquote.
Domestic violence against women.
Correct. 5-pointer, which college football team's coach said, quote, he let us all down, unquote, when he suspended cornerback Josh Shaw for lying about how he hurt his ankles?
Oh, shoot.
We need the college.
Alabama?
USC.
Okay.
And by the way, that was my favorite story of the week, the guy who made up the story about hurting his ankles. Yeah, I saved a kid in the pool. No, you fell off a balcony. Christy, you got 10 points. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a great school year. And as I always say, because my parents were educators, I take my hat off to all teachers.
That is so appreciated. You can't even imagine.
Well, more people should do it. And keep up the good work.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, and thank you very much for playing. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I like the last caller. I'm a teacher, but I teach high school history.
Oh, how's your year going?
Hey, it's going good so far. No complaints.
Is the building air-conditioned?
It is.
Because I heard a couple of days ago people talking on this radio station about un-air-conditioned schools in 2014. Which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, glad we're not one of them.
Well, you know, it's more than a century ago that Willis Carrier invented air conditioning. Granted, he did it to save the products in a warehouse, not the people. But you'd think by now every school would have that. Or don't have school in August.
Exactly. Start the day after Labor Day like it used to be.
Yeah. All right, Mike. We have one category left. Brangelina's exes. As you may know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got married last weekend in France after all these years, which I guess means they can finally have sex.
Yes.
This is about people who they were involved in before each other. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Brad Pitt married to before Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Which of these dated Brad Pitt when she was 16? Claire Danes, Juliette Lewis, or Gina Davis?
Juliette Lewis.
Correct. Which actor carried a vial of Angelina's blood around his neck when they were married?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Correct. Who was engaged to Brad Pitt for 3 years before marrying Coldplay's Chris Martin?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. Which of these was Angelina's first husband? Johnny Lee Miller, Christian Bale, or Josh Charles?
I'll guess Josh Charles.
I did not know that she was married to anybody before Billy Bob Thornton, but his name was Johnny Lee Miller. And I guess after two guys with three names, she said, you know what, I'm going with a two-name guy.
Yes.
And that's why she ended up with Brad Pitt. You didn't need that answer to win, Mike. You got the 1, 2, 3, and 4, and any high school math teacher can tell you that's 10 points. I'm not sure every high school math student could tell you that, but certainly every one of the teachers could for 10 points, and that means 5 winners today. We may be out of prizes before this weekend starts. Congratulations to you.
Very good. Thank you much.
And I hope you have a great year. And again, my hat is off to you as well.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday right around 5:15, brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Mile 277 Tap and Grill in Sunset Hills, Missouri. And then tomorrow night, they're at the Argosy Casino, the Alton Concert Hall in Alton, Illinois. And then Sunday, they have a busy holiday weekend. They are playing at the Mount Pleasant Winery in Augusta, Missouri, in one of their all-ages family shows. Find out where they are every weekend by going to the website, wellhungarians.net, or download that Well Hungarians app for your iPhone or Android. And come back here, not next week, but 2 weeks from today, for another round of the Harris Challenge, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.